You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hanna Baba. We'll turn our attention now to the East Bay. A decades-long legal battle over shipping coal out of the new Oakland export terminal is headed to trial. Developer Phil Tagami is suing the city of Oakland over its 2016 ban on exporting coal. Many residents and Oakland City Council members want to keep the ban in place. Yesterday, in a hearing that lasted nearly 6 hours, a federal judge listened to arguments from both sides and ruled to move the case to a trial. KALW's environment reporter Angela Johnston was there, and she joins me now in studio. So Angela, bring us up to speed. What's the history behind this lawsuit?
It began more than 2 decades ago, and that's when the former Oakland Army base closed and that land became available for development. And Phil Tagami, he's a big-time developer in the Bay Area, he was chosen to develop about half of the old base, and he decided to turn it into an export terminal or another port. And he started a company and called it the Oakland Bulk Oversized Terminal. Mm-hmm. And so the controversy with the coal arose when Oakland leaders discovered that the bulk of what was going to be shipped out of this terminal was millions of tons of coal. And they found that out because 4 coal-producing Utah counties had pledged $53 million towards the project. Uh-huh. And Tagami wanted to ship that coal from Utah to Asia through that new port. And that made activists and a lot of politicians concerned because handling and shipping coal can produce a lot of toxic dust, particulate matter that once it gets into your lungs can cause bad health effects like asthma and cancer.
And there's already been a lot of concern over diesel fuel emissions and things like that at the port, and that's before they were ever exporting coal, if they even get to there.
Right, yeah. There's studies that show that West Oakland residents are really disproportionately affected by the transport trucks that go to the port, like you said. And so then in 2016, the city of Oakland passed an ordinance that said no coal in the city. And that effectively killed all plans to transport coal through the proposed terminal. Mm-hmm. And that move had a lot of support from politicians across the state. Governor Brown dealt Tagami another blow when he signed a bill to block state funds for any coal shipping terminals in California.
And he already had had relationships with Phil Tagami before, so that was
right.
A bit of a surprise.
That was a surprise. And Mayor LaBeouf Schaaf also publicly opposed shipping coal through the terminal.
So now it's a couple years later or so, and this is being talked about again.
Right. So Tagami, the developer, filed a federal lawsuit against Oakland to reverse that ban, that 2016 ban. And his case argues that the ban was, quote, an unconstitutional abuse of Oakland's power and violates the federal laws that regulate interstate trade, rail transportation, and maritime shipping.
That sounds like a legal argument.
Right. And Tagami's lawyers also say a total ban on shipping coal is really excessive in relation to the economic benefits that this port and the coal would bring.
Well, that's worth considering. So what would those economic benefits be?
Tagami said he would replace blue-collar jobs that were lost when the base closed by bringing thousands of construction jobs. And the numbers that exist right now are 2,800 jobs. 2,000 of those would be permanent. And about 7,000 jobs were lost when the base closed in 1999. Tagami's lawyers also argue that the coal isn't being burned there. It's only going to be stored there near the base of the Bay Bridge. And burning arguably has a really bad environmental impact.
So what happened in court yesterday, Angela?
A bunch of anti-coal activists showed up at a summary judgment hearing in the U.S. District Court in San Francisco. And they all wore red shirts that said no coal in Oakland. And there were lots of people of all ages. This whole no coal in Oakland movement has actually attracted a lot of younger people, so a lot of different age groups. And just before the hearing, there was a really long line to get into the courthouse. The courtroom was packed full. You had to wait outside until somebody left in order to sit down. And the judge, Federal District Judge Vince Chabria, he heard arguments from both sides for over 5 hours. He had 3 options yesterday. He could decide the case right there and then in favor of one side or the other, or send the case to a trial. And in the end, Chabria decided that he needed more information so the lawsuit can go forward and he'll hear the case.
Mm-hmm. And when does he plan to hear the case?
Pretty soon, actually. The trial is scheduled for January 16th, which is next Tuesday. And the judge said he wants both sides to focus specifically on whether there'd be a substantial impact on the health of the port's neighbors. He wants the Oakland City Council to justify why they put a ban. What were the health reasons for that ban? And he wants people to establish some baseline or comparison, such as how much particulate matter is emitted from the city's freeways and how much more would coal handling and export produce.
So what would the implications be then if the judge rules for or against exporting coal through this oversized bulk terminal?
Port cities all along the West Coast have been fighting similar battles. So some cities like Seattle denied permits to coal exporters, and it looks like it's kind of been moving down the West Coast to cities trying to deal with this issue. So a federal trial and whatever decision comes of that may very well set a precedent for other cities that want to prevent the development of fossil fuel infrastructure. And the case's outcome will ultimately decide whether Oakland becomes one of the largest coal depots on the West Coast.
Thanks very much, Angela.
Thank you.